This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the show. It's Pile Mosagare, right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Reason why we reached out to you on the social media platform, TikTok, it's because, man, we realized, Gutena, you have been in the space for quite some time now, and you are doing great. So on the TikTok Thursday, this way now we converse with one of the famous TikTokers. We bring them to the show. We get to ask them questions, and our listeners get to know them beyond their TikTok facade. Are you wearing a facade, or this is the real you on the TikTok?
It's me. People who went to school with me know Gucci. What they see on TikTok is what they saw in class. So
yeah,
it's me. Yeah. It's who I am.
All right. We know Zepi from the TikTok. Can you briefly introduce yourself and your background, where you're from? Who is Zepi, by the way?
Okay. My name is Zepi Lomosakale. I'm 22 years old. Of a young man, 22 years old. I was born and raised in a small town called Mafikeng in the Northwest. So that's where I grew up my entire life. That's me. That's just me. A boy who just loves media.
Oh, yeah?
That's who I am.
So have you started maybe something that has to do with the social media?
No, it's a skill, to be honest.
Oh, it's a skill.
I haven't studied anything yet. Yeah, yet.
All right. Yeah. A good one. We know, man, TikTok, you can post the video and the video will be viral. You understand? You can post the video. It's like somehow. Can you share maybe a memorable experience, the video that maybe you shared and it went viral, and how that changed your life?
Yeah, I remember there was a time, because I posted relatable content, right?
Yeah.
So there was a time I was at home and I posted, you know, a scenario where you are sick in a black family. But by the time you laugh, the family thinks you are healed already, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to laugh in a black family if you're sick. So I posted that video. It went viral. I think it's now on 1.2 million views. And then I submitted that video through the DSTV Content Creation Awards, and then I got nominated. So that was it changed my life, because now I'm a DSTV Content Creator nominee.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice one. You know, Mr. King, if we speak of social media, it can like change your life overnight. Maybe you are posting something, and when maybe you are just, you know, jokingly, but it goes viral, and now it changed your life. Like Oboskomota, you understand? Mm. Oboskomota was just dancing as he normally does, but because of his social media, his life changed forever.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Manage, I want to know if it really happened to you. Did you laugh while you were sick, and then family was like, Utsepile is miraculously is healed?
It happened my entire life. Most of the videos that you will see on my TikTok is based on my experience.
Yeah.
To be honest. It's something that I've seen, I've heard, or I've really experienced, like, one-on-one. So it happened a lot of times. Even with my cousins, if they are sick and they laugh, I myself tell them, guys, try now.
So sharp.
You're going to wash dishes now.
Manage, 2 days ago or a day ago, you posted a video about being hungry. Utulapile. So lil.
I'm here by the restaurant. I'm about to buy food now.
Mugala Wutu's next interview, Ulambile, already.
Hey, I was telling my friend, hey, I need to eat before I die.
Tsepile, social media can be vile, you know, and you can receive bashing that can, like, permanently damage your self-confidence yako and self-esteem yako. You understand? One of my bashing may, like, that you may receive might be emotionally burdening. So how do you handle now criticism or bad feedback etholayo maybe kuma videos wako?
Okay, to be honest, I think in my journey of social media, the positive comments always overweighs the negative.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the rich is always 10/0.5, if there's such a thing. So I don't really, my content is positive, so it's very rare, to be honest, for me to get like bashing and stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, the whole concept of social media, you know, sometimes it can be like very, very emotionally heavy. Mm. Where sometimes you just need to take a break, you know, it's just for your growth, because there's a lot of things that are happening on social media. Sometimes it's not even in my account.
Yeah.
But what I see, you know, when I scroll through, some things are really just negative, and I'm not that type of person to be near negative energy. So that's how I take breaks sometimes. There will be times where I don't even post for a certain period of time, and then I take a break and then come back a stronger person.
Someone said something, I think like a week ago, he said something like social media has desensitized us in a way that we think, you know, it's cyberbullying, or just saying something hateful towards someone is actually cool, and it can make you trend in somehow. What do you make of this statement?
Yeah, it's true. You know, a lot of times people are keyboard warriors. You know?
Yeah.
People feel entitled to say whatever they say because they bought data, maybe 5 rand or whatever. So they think they have all the entitlement to say anything about people.
Hmm.
You know, because they're behind the phone, nobody can see them. You know, some even create ghost accounts to you know, demoralize other people and stuff. So it's true. Some people are just there for a negative intention.
Yeah, that is true. So content creation, Sepile, is one of the growing, you know, fastest growing industry, and it has made a lot of people a lot of money. Abantu, they are securing their bag like with content creation. Yeah. So a platform like Kabo TikTok are making it easier now for my content creators to get themselves out there, you understand. So I want to know, Gutena, how had your journey been, man, as far as content creation is concerned?
In terms of the monetization part, it's slowly but surely growing.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm working with a few brands there and there, and I think that's the whole point. You know, we need to take this thing as a business. You know, people need to realize that we are business people and pay us for what we do because we have the skills and stuff. So I've been working with a few brands. So yeah, it's very good. It's a nice feeling to see that you're being recognized by this whole brand that you only saw on TV.
Yeah.
And now you're working with them now. So yeah, it's a very beautiful thing to see.
Then how do you maintain now? How do you maintain the image? Because I'm sure if you are signing now, being an ambassador of a certain clothing brand or a certain company, there is something, maybe any sign I upon, you know, for brand purposes, you understand?
Yeah.
So how do you maintain making sure that you don't actually get yourself into trouble? Maybe you don't trend for wrong reasons?
I think it goes back to charity begins at home, to be honest.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't have to only to be projected through the social media industry.
Yeah.
Because myself, I'm very brand friendly, and even in my personal life, I don't do things that I would do I don't know what to say, but like, I don't just do things. I always calculate and think before I do certain things. So sometimes, you know, brands really see that, you know, with you, Uguti. The way you carry yourself outside the social media, you know, it's going to be easy for you to carry yourself in the social media world.
It is MUT Radio. We are chatting to Sepile Mosagale on TikTok. You probably know him as @Sepi_Mosagale. All the way from the Northern Cape, he is fully an undiluted Tswana. And we are chatting to him right here on Ihlanganani Midday Show on MUT Radio. And there are a lot of people that are tuning in. Imonitha yami ngitshela ukuthi the people that are tuning in on the show namhlanje, njengamanje, it's 4,230. So people are listening to you, Tsepi. They are listening to you, and they have been waiting for you.
Thank you guys. I love that, man.
Tsepi, on the show on a TikTok Thursday, we have a hot seat. We have questions that somehow uncomfortable, but The purpose is not to uncover you, but is to just get to know Gutena. What do you think of the certain situations? You understand? So are you up for a challenge?
Let's go. I was born ready.
So I wanna know, Tsepi, on the social media, we have different people. Okay. I'm gonna get to the question. I'm just, you know, Ugyendlalela Foundation. Before we get to the question, we have different people with different lifestyle and abanye, they made their choices and all that. And then if sebe figure with social media, they make ama content, that has to do with inina ama choices wabo, nama personalities wabo. And the idea of e content is to actually recruit people to be part of inina their journeys or to actually vouch for their what we call their choices that they made. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So my question is, there has been a lot of successful TikTok accounts where they were bashing people in some way, you understand? Whether they are bashing gays, you understand? They are bashing the LGBTQIA community and all that. So the hot question, namhlanje, do you think such content must be allowed in the social media space?
No, it's a definite no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Because I think everything, every type of content that is made to demoralize or to ruin someone's self-esteem is shouldn't be allowed.
Understand? Yeah.
But unfortunately, like I said before, we live in a times where there's freedom. You know, people are allowed to do anything that they want. But again, unfortunately, everything that you do in life has consequences, good or bad.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. They will suffer the consequences, but I don't think it should be allowed.
And also, the second, we have five hot questions. So we have five hot questions. The second question is, have you ever partaken on cyberbullying?
Nah, never.
You sure?
Nah, it's not me. It's not my brand. It's not my life.
You sure, Tsepi? You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
So if out of 4,230 people, and if someone goes back now to all your social media pages, and then Bayokuba, there is nothing they will find.
Nah. Guys, I'm a comedian. I just make people laugh, but it's never bullying. Nah, no.
Yeah. Okay, no, see, I told you, you are a comedian. And the third question now is, Spoguse N or Sima?
Spoguse, definitely Spoguse.
Why?
She's my inspiration, to be honest. Like, she's been very consistent since the early days, you know. So she inspires me in that sense. She's working with a lot of brands. You know, even her personality, she's a loud girl, you know. Like, she doesn't look down on anyone, you know. She's just there to produce content, work with brand, get her back.
Yeah.
So that's why. Positivity.
Okay, and I get calling my drama buffet.
Exactly.
I'm a drama man.
I look up to her. Yeah.
All right. And then who is your favorite TikToker and why?
I knew this question was gonna come, and it's very hard because I have a whole list.
Yeah,
you know,
but we have to choose one though.
Yo,
today we need only one.
Yo, before I say that, I love you guys, everyone. But it has to be God Butler.
Okay, why?
Because he's the greatest vlogger in the world.
Oh.
Not even only in South Africa, but in the world. He's an inspiration. He's my brother. He's the greatest vlogger. You know, his personality is amazing. In person, I love him. Like, I love him. I don't just love his content. I love him as a person. So, that's God Butler. Yeah.
Nice one. And then the last question. Of which I think Iwonage njengamanje ohlezi ubeka ama TikTokers. We have heard ama TikTokers on the show amaninzi ngendlela esimangaliso. And lo mbuzo lo wokugcina iwona obafaka kwi spotlight.
Okay.
So, umbuzo uthi, what is that one thing you think the South African government and also the South African society abayithathi serious, but it's something that we should like shine a light on? Was it something maybe that affects all of us, but nobody wanna talk about it? So the most underrated fact in oyenzeka la South Africa.
It has to be the talents and skills, you know.
In a sense
of, I think our government focuses more on academics.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people who are not well gifted in the academic space are very disadvantaged because they cannot showcase their talents, their skills, in the world, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, it should be taken very seriously. Because it's God-given talents, you understand. We really need to use them.
Yeah.
We really need to be given the platform to express, you know, what we're born with. This thing, you cannot suppress, you know, talent, never. You always keep knocking because it wants to be expressed. So the longer it takes, the more the youth dies. You know, there's a lot of people where I stay who their dreams are dead because of that, you know, because they were not gifted in the academics. And they were not given the platform to showcase their talent in everything. It could be sports, it could be through media, it could be through anything. But I think it should be given attention.
That was so profound.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.